What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news stuff you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
It is time for Puplifting News. We do animal-focused positive news stories. Do you have all dog stories today, Tim?
I have all dog stories today, JP.
So do I, actually. So hey. This is really Puplifting News with the Positive Truth Podcast. Not all of mine involve the dog being the hero, though. So throw that out there as a teaser. Before we get to that, we hope everyone listening is doing wonderful as well. Make sure to like, share, subscribe. Leave all the 5-star reviews, the 6-star reviews, all the reviews. We hope this positive news reaches everyone. Tim, what do you have for your first uplifting news, positive news story?
I'm going to go ahead and start this episode off by saying my dog's name is Hero. And Hero did some amazing things. So his owner, who's 61 years old, she actually slipped in a ditch, in a muddy ditch at that, while she was going on a hike and was stuck. She was dealing with temperatures that were going all the way down to negative 17 degrees Celsius, beyond freezing. Her dog Hero did something amazing though. Stuck by her side, kept her warm for these 2 days, and even fought off 2 coyotes from her owner. And eventually, on the second day, she ended up going by some hikers that were close by and getting them to come help her owner, which the paramedics came, and then the animal paramedics came. I'm not exactly sure what they called, and they took care of Hero as well. And both parties are actually okay. I thought this story was amazing because to hear about a dog fighting off 2 coyotes, definitely a hero. And I definitely love the story because my dog took off running on me this weekend when another dog jumped the fence, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. So shout out to Hero for being the true hero.
Captain knows, like, oh, Pop's got this. I'm out of here.
Every time.
Captain's got good survival instincts, though. That's all I'm saying. Also, shout out to Hero being a hero. Tim just said that. It's not a very cool follow-up. But did save the day. Shout outs and do-rags off to Hero.
Tu sabes. What do you have for us, sir?
My dog is not named Hero. My dog is named Gaia. And has a neighbor named Kirek. Kirek noticed that there was this big husky named Gaia in this really small yard. And huskies are a little wild. They like to run around. I don't know much about dogs, but I know they love to just run around everywhere. Talked to the owner, realized the owner wasn't there. She was in the hospital. So she's like, oh, let me take Gaia for a walk. One walk turned into 3 weeks straight of walks. And her owner, she was hospitalized, elderly. She was like, when I leave, would you like to take Gaia? She said, of course. Unfortunately, the owner did pass. And neighbor, Kirek, she was like, she's got a dog one day. And even though this husky had been raised by itself with an elderly adult, Gaia was really patient. She was shocked that this humongous husky was so calm among people, especially children. Children would walk up, see big fluffy dog, try to hug, blah, blah. Gaia would just sit there, relax, soft licks. And that's when she was like, this is amazing. Maybe I should enroll her in a pet therapy program. And that's exactly what she did. Gaia passed flying colors, got her first assignment, Children's Medical Center in Dallas. And here was this elderly dog who had rarely ever left her home, now in the presence of young children, and helping children deal with everything they're going through in a hospital. She became an end-of-life doula. Absolutely wonderful for Gaia. And now she's bringing so much wonderful warmth and love to all these children in Dallas. Just a wonderful positive news story to make your heartstrings pull them a little bit. Start off our first uplifting, or my first uplifting news story.
Man, I definitely think Gaia is a hero. I think that's amazing. The depression she obviously had to go through as a pet and turn that around get an owner that definitely is there about her and to help other kids feel better. I actually read that article as well. And there was one part where a girl, she was 18 years old in one of the hospitals. And she was like, dogs are the best thing that ever happened to me since I came here. And that's awesome to hear from a sick child, somebody that's just trying to get better. Pets definitely have this superpower in them that definitely will make you smile if you're around them enough. So I think it's awesome, man.
What do you have for your next positive news story, Tom?
Man, my next one is about another hero. I have a young 3-year-old child was walking in his yard and he was playing just out there doing his thing. It was happened in March, so the weather was nice. He's just walking around in a diaper and he ended up walking into the woods behind his house. And that's when everything just began. All the chaos began. Parents immediately called the police. Search and rescue team was out there. They had 4 drones flying around. But if it wasn't for Deputy Calhoun and its canine, Kuno, they actually ended up finding the toddler within 2 hours, which obviously was a sigh of relief for the parents. 2 hours probably felt like an eternity. I can only imagine whenever I'm playing hide and seek with Layla and I can't find her for about 30 seconds, I start freaking out and she thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, but I'm really terrified. So I can only imagine what 2 hours was like. And I think it's amazing that this pet, Kuno, found him.
Saving the day. Congratulations to Kuno.
Super dogs over here today.
Super dogs. I feel like that's a comic book.
It was definitely a cartoon / comic book.
Okay. Before we get to our last 3 positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing they're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Oh man, I get to be the tooth fairy today, man. My daughter lost a tooth while we were at work. I get home from work all extra late and she's, Daddy, look, just smiling up a storm. And I'm like, what do you want? And I had to look really close, but she was like, my tooth. Oh, snap. Congratulations. I guess the tooth fairy's coming tonight. So I got to read her tooth fairy book like we always do and put her tooth under her pillow. And when we're done recording here, man, I'm going to do my thing. Sneak in there, drop some money. And
is this her first tooth?
Her third.
See, I always thought I wasn't a hard sleeper because I never... But then as a kid, I would wake up with money and then the tooth would be gone. So maybe I actually was a hard sleeper. So is Layla hard? How are you going to pull this off is what I'm asking. How are you going to pull off the flip the money, take out the tooth? Is the child asleep enough? I'm asking for dad's skills because I have no idea how to approach this.
So I've realized with my daughter anyways, my son will wake up like with any noise. My daughter, but after about 2 hours, she's done for. Nothing is waking her up at all. She'll sleep for at least 5 hours straight, maybe 6 a.m., 5:30. That's whenever it's a bad time to try to sneak in there. But 1 a.m., 12:30, she's out like a light, man.
Okay, interesting. I look forward to your success and hearing about it next time.
Tú sabes, man, tú sabes.
Because I've never actually heard of an adult or a parent waking up their kid, moving money out. Never heard of it.
Yeah, me either, honestly. I never caught my mom or anything, and she was good for a quick $5.
Yeah, how much are you going to give Layla?
Oh, mandatory 5. I will not go any higher. My sister-in-law, my nieces. Oh, you're not going to give her 20? What do you guys think this is, man? $5 a tooth.
Yeah, I never got more than
that. Oh, man, that's hilarious. I can't complain.
I lost my last tooth at 14, too. And I was like, so I can get some with a tooth fairy? Get out of here. Speaking of being older, I am grateful today for adults. Whenever I was younger, I was like, man, I can't wait to grow up. I'm going to just know all the answers to stuff. Adults don't know anything. I'm grateful for everyone that's an adult out there. I was having some moments today where I was just struggling. That stutter was on purpose. I was like, who has put me in charge of this? What are these emails? Why am I making these decisions? I am massively underqualified for everything I'm doing right now. So yeah, shout out to all adults. We are just trying our best out here.
We look good while we're doing it. That's all that matters, man.
Do you see this haircut? I do not look good.
I'm still rocking a hat and I just got a haircut like 2 weeks ago. Oh, the life.
The good thing about being an adult though, you find people that can help you out. And it's the same thing with my next positive news story, uplifting news story. It's about Max and Spike. Now, hey. Spike is a dog and Max is a cat. And they were born around the same age, Alberta, Canada, and they spent 8 years with owners in Canada that left them outside. Not ideal. To survive, they had to cuddle up together. They had to like Spike would need food, dig holes. Max would jump the fence, get under the holes. They go find food, bring it back. They survived together for 8 years. But since they had horrible owners, Spike ended up getting cataracts and losing his sight. They got rescued. And whenever they got rescued, they would Spike would bark and Max would meow for each other. So they had, the rescuers realized we got to put them together. Whenever they saw them interacting, they realized Spike would smell, but Max would always just lead Spike around. True friendship, wonderful love. I actually have a video. They get adopted, and the owners are just like, Spike is a completely 100% normal dog, because even though he can't see, Max is always leading him around, showing him what to do, learning how to play together, even though he's blind. That it's just the wonderful, most wonderful thing you've ever seen. And so if you want to see one of those heartstring floor videos, where are we going to find it at, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Podcast Facebook page. Tú sabes.
So I actually have a really cute video. The video was so special, I actually wanted to talk about it. Because you know me, I never get videos.
Yeah, you just said really cute video too. I'm going to watch this.
So, yeah. Shout out to Max, cat, looking out for the dog out here. What do you have for your next positive news story, Tim?
My last positive news story is coming from Taiwan. So a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck Taiwan over the last couple weeks. And what ended up happening was some positivity. Whenever there's disaster, there's some positivity that comes out of it. And there's this Labrador, this 8-year-old Labrador. He actually got fired from being a drug sniffing dog because he was too friendly. Something I have in common with this dog here. Way too friendly. So he was being way too friendly. So of course he got let go and he's doing his thing. But once this earthquake hit, they needed all the help they can get. So Roger, the Labrador, who's 8 years old, was actually seen at this mountain near this hiking trail. And 5 minutes after he got there, he literally found a couple people. The fire department actually took a picture and posted it on social media and letting the world know the Paw Patrol are doing their thing, which is a cute post, by the way, Paw Patrol. But I thought it was amazing, though, because this dog who got let go for being too nice is still out here saving people's lives. And it just goes to show you, no matter what you think, you can still out here and do something. You can still be go out there and do something positive. Sorry for not speaking English correctly right now. But I thought it was amazing, whether you're a dog or a human being, that's beautiful. No matter what.
Absolutely. You can be too nice in one scenario and perfectly nice in another one. And all dogs should be too nice. So I like the positive news story, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you. What do you have for us, sir?
So I had never adopted a pet. But one of the things people will say is that I didn't save the pet. The pet saved me. Like,
facts.
So my story is about exactly that, taken to the extreme. It starts in 2016 with a man named Mike Faber. Mike Faber had spent from 2003 to 2016 with an active cocaine addiction. And in 2016, he was like, I am trying to get sober. Nothing I'm doing is helping. But he was volunteering at a rescue organization. At the rescue organization, he heard about an 8-week-old Labrador, only had 4 months to live. German Shepherd, I apologize. And he told his fiance at the time, I'm new in this sobriety. I've never been able to stick it. I wanted to volunteer at a rescue center because I need help. And maybe I could help these dogs that need help. But he was just like, I just got to help this dog. Dog's name was Honey. Now, Mr. Faber, he's a big dude, 6'3", said he looks like a cop. His father was a cop, took the dog in, ended up spending 7 years with this dog. Dog went from 4 months to live to 7 years with Mr. Faber. Totally changed his life around. He got clean, stopped doing cocaine, and was like, okay, I want to start my own nonprofit. His nonprofit is called Pit Bulls and Addicts. He said, we're two misunderstood breeds, and what we actually need is care and acceptance and a little bit of patience. I volunteered helping dogs and he ended up saving me from my cocaine addiction. I want to bring in any broken dog, any dog that some of the other too violent or not good with kids, I want to bring it in. And I'm going to give it the care, patience, and acceptance it needs. And then I'm going to get it readopted back into society. He has been doing this for the past 3 years. I think it's a wonderful, positive news story because he hasn't done cocaine since he's been volunteering, helping out dogs. And yeah, if that's not a positive news story, I don't know what is.
Absolutely, man. Finding a new purpose in life is always beautiful, especially as an adult. We just talked about being thankful for being for the adults around, right? It's hard out here for us, man. So whenever you can find a new purpose when you're that old, 20s, 30s, however old it is, I think it's beautiful, man. Shout out to the dogs for being there for them. We all love our pets, man. We all love them.
Successful, uplifting news, 6 positive news stories. Tim, you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Everyone thinks they have the best dog, and none of them are wrong. Quotes by Tim.
That was cheesy even for you.
I tried, man. I tried.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive. Stay cheesy.